Tonight's Coast Sports Hockey Nailer profile is defenseman Kevin Schultz, who scored his first professional goal in Saturday night's Nailer victory over the Kalamazoo Wings. And Schultzy, a very exciting moment, I have to believe, for you. What was your emotion after you scored that goal?
It was kind of a relief. You know, Wido made a really good play. I was pretty much wide open in the slot. The goalie wasn't ready, and thankfully just went in.
One of the things that Jeff Christian talked about in the offseason was to be utilizing you as more of an offensive defenseman. How long does it take you to be able to learn that craft and start applying it in games?
Well, I mean, that's always been my game, you know, just jumping up in the offense, joining the rush whenever I can. I think this year it's more picking my spots and when to do it and not just doing it every time.
One of your assets seems to be your speed, that you're able to utilize that. How are you able to manage, A, not completely blowing yourself out, and also being able to utilize the stamina and knowing when's the right time and when's not?
It's just kind of over time. Like in college, my coach would kind of yell at me if I ever jumped up when it was the wrong time. So kind of it's ingrained when to jump and when to not. And I don't know, it's just kind of comes naturally skating to me, I guess.
You came here at the end of last season. You got in some regular season games. You got into some games during the run of the Kelly Cup final as well. What did that do for you going into this year and being able to open your eyes and really help develop your game that much further?
It was great. You know, I got my toes wet a little bit in the regular season, and it was great in the playoffs, seeing the atmosphere and everything. And it just gave me confidence knowing what the game was like and how it's played in the pro level.
One of this team's strengths in the last couple of home games has been the power plays. You guys are now second in the league with 5 power play goals scored. What is it that's been able to click on the man advantage?
I think the biggest thing with a power play, it's finding the right opportunity to shoot it. And if it doesn't go in, retrieving the puck, you know, that's for me, that's the biggest thing, retrieval. And it's easy for me to say because I'm up top and I rarely have to do that. But our forwards have been doing a great job getting it back, and we can set it up again.
Does the fact that this is a smaller ice rink and you can get those rushes through neutral ice a little bit quicker, do you think, help those numbers at home versus on the road?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's just trying to score for the home crowd or whatnot, but it might help. I don't really know.
The first 3 games of the season didn't go your way, but, I mean, you guys were right there, 1-goal games. Did you sense that something was going to be coming? You had 40 shots against Cincinnati, 45 against Kalamazoo, and then kaboom on Saturday night, the floodgates just opened.
Yeah, the first couple games were kind of snake-bitten. Like, we were getting the opportunities, but goalies making a good save or something was going wrong that they weren't going in, and then game against Kalamazoo, floodgates kind of opened, and hopefully that continues.
It definitely gets overlooked in a game like Saturday when you win it 8-1, but defensively, you guys only gave up 23 shots on goal, 1 goal allowed. Your goaltender wins ECHL Goaltender of the Week. What does that say about your guys' performance in the defensive end, be it a young group as well?
I mean, I think defense is a team thing. You know, it's always a forward down low, helping out, just breaking the puck out, and I think that helps immensely. Like you said, it goes overlooked, and just thankful that Dougie got that.
In your college game, you don't usually play a lot of 3-3s. Your first 3-3 of the season is this weekend, as you'll play here tonight in Toledo tomorrow and in Kalamazoo on Sunday. Do you like the fact that the first few weeks here you've been able to kind of ease your way in before you get whacked upside the head with this 3-3?
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Jeff for the in the pregame skate. I was like, I have no idea how my body or anything's going to react because I've never done this. But I'm excited to see how it's going or how it goes.
On the game on Saturday night, you guys really seemed to open it up in the third period. It was 2-1 after the first, 4-1 in the second period. In the third period, being able to get those 4 goals and not necessarily run it up, but still be able to do the right things and be able to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, how important is that?
Well, it's huge, especially because in the first couple games we were either up or tied in the third period, and we ended up losing those games. So it's huge to be able to learn to win and, you know, not backing down when you're up a goal or two.
Put an exclamation point on the game on Saturday night. So you have Toledo tonight and tomorrow. You got a little bit of a look at them last season at the end of it. They're a team that has a really good offense. Do you expect this to be a track meet down and back, or how do you contain their high-powered goal scoring?
Yeah, they're a team that gets a lot of chances, but, you know, we just got to try to contain them to the outside, and hopefully they don't get a lot of grade-A scoring chances.
Kevin, I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your time with me. Best of luck tonight, and let's keep these wins coming.
Thank you very much.
That was Nailers defenseman Kevin Schultz on the Coast Sports Hockey Nailer profile. It's all part of the Wheeling Office Supply Intermission Report, which continues next. This is the 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Nailers Broadcast Network.